This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A state Senate's Ethics Committee has concluded that Democratic Senator Faith Winter violated ethics rules during a public meeting in North Glen in April. Winters has apologized for appearing to be intoxicated at the event and went into addiction treatment shortly afterward. However, on a 4-1 vote, the committee said she failed to uphold the integrity and conduct expected of a senator. The committee requested the Senate president admonish Winter and urge her to continue seeking help. They also encourage her to address the full Senate about her behavior. The committee declined to pursue more serious punishments, such as a reprimand or a censure or expulsion vote. A variety of COVID-19 gauges are all headed up, according to a state website that includes hospitalizations, cases, and the rate of positive cases. 41 utilities statewide report a steady increase in coronavirus found in wastewater, and just 3 report a decline. Dr. John Schwartzberg is a professor and expert in infectious diseases at UC Berkeley. He says the increase is likely being driven by new circulating variants.
They're just extremely transmissible. There's no evidence that they're more virulent at all. It's a more risky time for people at higher risk now than it was in April or even in May.
The number of people now in Colorado hospitals with confirmed cases increased 8 this week to 95. And you're listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.